The following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network. Welcome to RTW Main Event, which used to be a hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. And now we basically do whatever the hell we want. So without further ado, here's your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Main Event. This is episode number 193. I am your host, Rad Rob, Rob Francois. I hope everybody's doing well all around the world, and thank you for being here. As always, I am joined by my co-host, the only former grappler that I actually like. It is the one and only resident doctor of RTW. He's back on the sauce, so good things are about to happen. It is the one and only Dr. Tiberius. Oh, he's drinking Gatorade. God damn it. Never mind. This show's going to suck more than usual. It is the one and only Dr. James Tiberius Kirk Ocho. Good evening, sir.
I don't have to like you, right?
No, not at all.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, no, you're free from, you're absolved from having to like me. So it's not awesome. not in your contract at all.
Good.
But what's going on, Ouch?
That'd be tough to negotiate, too.
No, it would be. It would be.
Nothing, man. Last week's show was awesome.
Yeah, we got rave reviews over last week's show, especially with your astute all opinion on everything. You're right. You really just kind of
sunk. I brought it.
Yeah, you got right into your pocket, and you delivered the best performance of your career.
I mean, you got to keep them wanting more. So that's how I do. I built it up, and then boom, just as they're ready, I pull the rug out from under them, and damn it all.
And by them, he means me, because nobody listens to this show.
Well, I think Uncle Tim listens.
Oh yeah, no, that's true. He does in between shoots at OnlyFans.com/.
They actually play that. Yeah, they play it when they're taking breaks and whatnot. That's their lunch stuff. They just have the podcast loaded up. It's great. But in between, because a lot of times our shows, if you listen in a row, porn music is played in between each show. So yeah. They just use that as a loop, and it's no copyright because it's all, you know, it's all fair use.
I heard a rumor that the NWO theme song was actually from a porn movie. Did you hear anything about that?
No. I mean, you know, it's... Yeah, but that sounds cool.
Sounds like it. Well, I mean, it's cool because they made it. Cool.
But it does sound porno-like. What I want to know is, anytime somebody starts to describe a porn, oh, is it a porn or a porno? If they start to describe porn music during a porno, everybody goes... Bow, chicka, bow, wow. Yeah. I don't know why. Who's the first person to do that, and why are they not being hung by their toenails?
The first time I ever heard it, and you probably have no idea who this is, but I used to play the game Halo on Xbox, and there was an animated series called Red versus Blue. And one of the characters on that first went bow, chicka, bow, wow, and that's where I got it from.
But is that recent?
No, Xbox, God, that's
is old, right?
10, 12, 13 years ago, yeah.
Oh, I'm going back. Shoot, I got to...
Well, before that? Well, I mean,
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, I think in the mid-90s I might have heard it. Ooh. And again, porn was tough to come by because you had to rent it or something, or video, VCR. So I don't know. And I never have once heard bow, chicka, bow, wow, but yet it's so, it's like almost common in the lexicon of porn theme at this point. And I've never heard it. And it's almost like that Mandela effect, like, yeah, where "Hello, Clarice" was never uttered in Silence of the Lambs, but we always go "Hello, Clarice."
Wait! No! Is that for real?
Yeah.
No, he said
never uttered. Never. It never says "Hello, Clarice."
No bullshit. That's a thing, really, dude. I've seen a movie at least 15 times. You can't.
I know.
Wow, that's a mind fuck. Now I'm going to go back and watch it again, and see if you're right.
I had to pay attention at one point, and it's just a different word, I think. But or something. It's Clarice is in it.
But no, hello. Clearly. Hello, Clarice. God damn, I say it all the time.
Everybody does. Fuck. And so Bow Chicka Bow Wow has never been in a porno movie. And why why is that one little riff?
Well, if you listen to the NWO theme song, it's like
exactly. But it's cool. Like, I don't remember porn music sounding cool. I remember it sounding like the beginning of like what you want, you know. Now I sound like Pac-Man and Donald Duck holding a one. All right, so we're done, right? Show's over?
No, not yet.
So we're talking about bowling tonight. This is the where's Junior?
No, that's Wednesday. This is Monday. I mean Thursday. It used to be Thursday, but now it's Monday. You know what I mean?
Shit.
Yeah.
Today used to be Thursday.
Sometimes. So, a little announcement about the top five. We are not going to have a top five qualifier tonight.
Awesome.
For reasons I don't want to get into on the show.
Oh, it's still awesome for me.
Yeah. Grappler 6 is no longer able to appear on the show ever again. He has a lifetime ban.
Oh, the poor guy.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, he was the champ, and he was looking forward to being in the finals. But, yeah, no longer going to happen. Yeah, it's unfortunate. I really don't want to get into it. It was a kerfuffle between him and Eli. And what Grappler 6 did was not very good, so...
Why are you getting into it, then? You said you weren't going to get into it.
Because I am... Well, yeah, true. I mean, I just want to kind of explain it to our listener.
Me?
And Tim.
Or you.
You and Tim.
You already know... Oh, okay.
All yeah. Right. That, I had Eli's back, and what happened wasn't cool, and that's that. So, taking 6's place, not in the finals, but he will be taking a spot... a bye, if you will, just like remember WrestleMania 4 when Hogan and Andre got disqualified, and who was the one that got the bye into the second round? Do you remember who it was? Was it Bundy?
Ted DiBiase.
It might have been DiBiase.
No. I'm making up a name. I thought it was SD Jones.
It might have been SD Jones. Yeah. Luigi Primo, former RTW Top 5 Challenge champion.
Oh, and I think he swore at me at my reffing. Ooh, he really went at me that one time.
He did. But he has a free shot into the tournament champions.
He goes at me. He's not banned? The fuck?
No. Everybody goes after you.
Oh.
In any event, congratulations to Luigi Primo and Grappler 6.
For doing nothing.
Yeah, and Grappler 6, go fuck yourself. You ready to get into the good, bad, and ugly?
Disparage these people. What's the matter? But what are we doing? Wait. Oh, shit. We're doing this? Shit.
We're really doing this?
Yeah, all right.
Did you actually prepare this week?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yes!
I mean, are you going to say something other than nothing?
Maybe.
It's now time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
You okay tonight, Ouch? Your mask looks pretty pale. You feeling all right tonight? Well, I must be deaf because I can't hear. Did I just go deaf? I can't hear him.
What are you talking about?
Eli! There he is.
You're good. I said I had a little bit of a cold a couple weeks ago, but You know, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like the color is good. You know, it's the blizzard.
Mm.
I was out in the cold shoveling and whatnot and powering up neighborhoods. So it was, probably just vasoconstriction. And now that I'm back inside, it'll dilate by the end of the night, hopefully in the next 10 minutes, because that's how long the show should go.
My favorite blizzard is the cotton candy and the chocolate chip cookie dough one. Those are my two favorite blizzards.
We went to Carvel the other night, and you know who doesn't like Carvel when it's 8 degrees outside? I mean, it goes perfect. They're like, you're already cold, might as well have ice cream. So quarantine lady and I decided to we had to get ice cream.
What kind did you get?
She got, I forget.
You remember everything? Come on, Oates. Really? You remember stats from 1978?
I got cake batter, and I kept calling it baby batter, and when I went to order it, I accidentally said, I'll have the baby batter. I went, oops, I mean cake batter. Quarantine lady laughed at me, because she knows I'm a 5-year-old. And, right? and I ensured that she didn't fill it up, and there was enough room for like 8 scoops of crunchies.
Nice, dude.
Which is just crushed Oreo, if I'm not mistaken.
It is, but hey.
Just the fact that it's that they did all the work for me, though. I mean, it's funny. You get a cookies and cream ice cream with Oreo topping. Doesn't taste as good. Cookies and cream Oreos with with crunchies.
Yeah.
It's the best thing ever. Go figure.
You know how to order.
I had cake batter.
So you still don't remember what she had?
I thought she wanted to get butter pecan. She got something that had something in it. I'm pretty sure there was something in it.
I'm glad you say the word pecan right, because it's not pecan like they say in the South. That fucking shit drives me
nuts. That's what they say in the South?
Yeah, pecan. I call it pecan.
I thought they'd be like pecan.
Yeah, pecan. It's weird.
My sister-in-law has a bit of a Southern drawl, and at one point she was up visiting, and actually it was for it was an unfortunate event of viewing and funeral. And I, you know, we were busy because I was doing a lot of the planning and whatnot. And she said something. I said, "Oh, can you do this?" And she goes, "I can." And I said, "You can or you can't?" And she goes, "I can." And I'm waiting for the T, or am I not hearing the T?
Right.
You can or you can't. I can. I'm like, is there a T on the end? I can. And then apparently it was I can.
Yeah.
And therefore, I hit her.
Nice. Yeah, that's what I would have done. Mm-hmm. What were we talking about?
Top five.
Yeah, ice cream. Yeah. So I don't know if you know this, but there's no Carvels down here, which is very sad. But you can still get a Carvel.
You got like DQ or something there, right? You get the cakes.
You get the cakes. The cakes are distributed. They're
syndicated at the Winn-Dixie or the Ingles, maybe, or the Kroger.
But unfortunately, like, I can't go get a Fudgy the Whale if I really want one. It sucks. Not that I ever liked that one anyway. I
never had it. I had never had a Cookie Puss. I never had a Fudgy the Whale.
Out of here. Yeah. Really?
And I had a Carvel that was right across the street from old Grappler House.
I know where it is. Ojoville. Yeah.
Yeah, they made it into a Home Depot, but, you know, they added a little bit to it. That was, and it was Wednesdays, was buy one, get one free Sundays, which I was like, why not do it Sunday? Like, literally, it markets itself. Like, I was 8 years old wondering, why wouldn't they be better at marketing?
That's a good question. Do you guys have Krispy Kreme up there at all?
I asked them about that, and they said, I can't. Yes, we do. Of course we do. What kind of a question is that?
Not because they're not everywhere in the Northeast. It's a Southern, you know, regional type thing.
Well, you guys are stuck with Crystals while we get White Castle. We put ketchup on our goddamn awesome burgers, and you guys don't. The only good puts mustard on
them. Not me. The only good thing at Crystal is their chili cheese pups, little mini fucking chili cheese dogs.
I'm certain there's a difference. Everybody swears, no, it's just the same, man. Just order them with ketchup. No,
difference. Yeah, different meat. One's horse, one's cow. Actually, one's...
I don't think either is either, but I don't think either of them are meat. But whatever fake meat White Castle uses, it's just consistent because the gas and the breath smell the same the next day.
Yep. No, I agree. What's your good out?
Oh, shit. This isn't the bowling show?
Nope. Still not the bowling show. It's still Monday, Thursday.
I bowled good. Does that count?
We can talk about that if you want.
I bowled good.
Okay, what'd you shoot?
That was last week, though, right?
Yeah, but I mean, we didn't talk about it in the show.
688. I missed the first 210 pins like a dummy. And then I'm, per our conversation with Johnny Sr., he says, and, you know, and you yell at me about changing balls so soon. He said, I feel like I can, if I know what's going on with the lanes, I can manipulate the ball better rather than switching balls and trying to throw the same shot. I mean, I guess that's the old fashioned way, which I'm okay with. So I shot 688. I bowled a 240 something the first game, missing 210 pins.
Mm-hmm.
No, I missed 110 pin the first game, 110 pin the second in the first frame of the second game, and then I made the next like five, and I wound up having five in a row too. No, I had 8, 10 pin total. Okay, I made them all. No. 8 after the 2 I missed. I had 10 total. I went 8 for 10. The point is, I wound up having 5 in a row, and I started to try and manipulate the ball, and I still kept getting wrapped. Couple boards left, come around a little bit. Move a half a step up, I think, is something you guys mentioned on a show. Didn't work. And a lot of times, too, when you move left or right, you wind up not throwing the same shot because now you moved left, so you got more area, and you want to give it a little more or something, or you hit a little different. Right. Either way, kept getting wrapped. Finally, 10th frame, I make a ball change. It was the correct thing. I wound up only shooting 205 the second game. And then the third game, I was in the pocket. And yeah. I had left a few 10 pins, but I was in the pocket. I shot 230, whatever equals 688. 248, 205, and a something to equal 688. That's my good, I guess.
That sounds going to be a joke, like, you know, 688. You know, I mean, the whole deal, but that's kind of funny.
On Supercross, Zach Osborne was doing sideline interviews, and he said, you know what?
How about you play it for us? I saw you posting on Facebook.
Yeah, guys, I think it was huge for Michael Mosman to get that first win last weekend. I look for him tonight to come out, get a good start, and really take the race to Christian Craig. I think if you can stay with him in the first 6 to 8 minutes of the main event, not let Christian get that nice, comfortable 6 to 8 second gap. I
think, that's awesome. Yeah, that's...
Which, that night at about 2 a.m., I sent to old Grappler 6.
Yeah, that's funny.
That was so... It was just... We're global. That was in Anaheim, California, on the Supercross. Yes, I was posting. What was the bad I said, or that was still the good?
Yeah, I haven't done my good yet, but I mean, I can.
Skip. Oh, I went first.
Yeah, you went first. I tricked you into it.
This is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I know. That's the first that you've ever gone. I don't think
you've ever. The show's over then, right?
I think never in the history of this segment have you ever gone first. It's got to be the first time.
I agree.
My good is the fact that you went first.
Great. So you're not prepared.
No. What's your bad out?
Nothing happened, but like, I just, you know, this whole, like, this toxic masculinity thing and all that, like you can't have muscles and you can't, you know, I don't know, fix something yourself. You can't help a woman with a tire or something like that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it is. What I don't get is how come anything cool nowadays, anything cool. I have a Harley Davidson. I used to have a dirt bike. I got cool shit. I got an awesome mask. Why does it mean anytime that someone has something cool that they got a teensy wang? Everybody is that's their first go-to. Oh, look at his biceps. Probably has a little dick. I mean, what if I do? I got awesome biceps.
Right.
You know how many ladies are going to find out my dick is small because of my biceps? A lot.
Yeah, true.
So if it was small, you know, I mean, that's debatable.
Yeah.
You know, here's the other problem. We got 12 inches of snow, and now quarantine lady knows what that measurement is.
Mm.
So, and I've been saying 8 to 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, for 2 years, and you know, she put one foot out in the snow and fell down and was like, okay, something... You know, also, I did build a shed that was only 4 feet high, so I guess she probably would notice something like that. But I was using my measurements.
Do you measure with your biceps?
No. It would have been huge. It would have been like freaking the shed would have been bigger than the house.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Plus, it's, you know, diameters or, you know, circumference is a little different.
Girth is what matters. Don't worry about it.
What I. Yeah, you know, 4 inches, man. Some people like it that wide.
That's
right. Why is it that if somebody has something cool, my nephew's got a badass truck. I don't think he's got a little teensy pecker. I don't know for sure. I never thought of it. But, like, for some reason, if you're in shape or if you have cool shit, you got a teensy dick. Does that mean all fat people have giant dicks or people with Volvos have giant peckers?
I was going to say I don't have muscles. I don't help women out with tires.
Yeah, but your name rhymes with dad bod.
True. That's true. What was the other one that
A truck, motorcycle, Harley?
No. They don't help ladies. They don't have muscles. What was the other one?
No. Well, that was a toxic masculinity. Like, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know. You're not allowed to fix something, I think, was what, right?
When I forget. Yeah, I suck at fixing. I make my wife fix everything and build everything.
Right.
And
you do play. No, but you fall right in. So, like, you're like, you should be a gem for these freaking chicks.
I am.
You play video games. Yeah. You freaking don't get your heart rate over anything besides when you eat ketchup. And, you know, like, and your name rhymes with dad bod. So, shit, you should be swimming in beeve.
I've been married for 20 years, so there's that. That's it. That's all I got.
Well, I fucking went. It's your turn now.
There's a lot of big trucks down here in Tennessee. And I usually
semis, boners.
No, like pickup trucks. Like giant, huge pickup trucks with lifts and giant fucking tires.
Right, like Hummers and all that noise.
Even just F-150s, right? Just fucking, just regular pickup trucks, just jacked up to...
Which some people use for fucking, they have tools and they do maybe construction or something. You're not allowed to do construction.
I've seen some of these guys. They don't look like construction crap. It's like the whole Mustang thing. Like, every fucking person that drives a Mustang is a douchebag.
I don't. So maybe that's a Southern thing because Mustangs are badass. Now the IROC Z, that I would say, and what a shame because the Camaro, the old school Camaro, was such a badass car, but the IROC Z added the worst Guido tone that could ever, and I don't think they've shaken it since.
This just reminds me of Eddie Murphy Raw.
Which part?
Talking about the Rocky movie, and then the Italian drives up. The Italian guy drives IROC Z.
Some juju beads and some cotton candy.
And some bonbons.
And this dude's paying for it. I'm not going to say it.
Yeah.
Excuse me, little white Italian boy.
Excuse me.
You heard what I said. Pay for my fucking candy. I saw Rocky.
Hey, Rocco.
Hey, Rocco.
Why don't you hop your little IROC Z and get your little tiny white ass out of here?
There's a movie that's so bad, and I watched it. It was just out as of last year, and it's got the dude who was in, I think it's called Kingdom. It was the mixed martial arts series with the Jonas dude, and like awesome acting. Holy shit, such a good show. The dad that was in it, that quarantine lady has a major crush on. He was in this movie, and it's called This Is Our Night, and it was about the night that Rocky III came out, and everybody like set their clock to go watch Rocky III on May. I think it was May 28th, 1982. Bad edit in it is they had Lick It Up by Kiss on a jukebox, which didn't come out until September of 83. So I managed to go to their YouTube page and say how dumb they were, but what a bad movie. What a great premise. What a bad movie. And it was everybody cheering, going around all Staten Island, Rocco, wearing Rocky Balboa robes and whatnot. Because that happened.
My bad. So I went to Popeyes on Saturday.
That's like saying you woke up.
That's fair. I went to Popeyes on Saturday because I had a hankering for some fried chicken. And I got to the drive-thru.
Do you say, hey, honey, I'm going to Popeyes. I'm going to get dinner for everybody. Or you're like, oh, look, they're asleep taking a nap. I'm going to Popeyes and getting myself a 10-piece to not share.
They don't like Popeyes, so I have to make multiple stops. So I go to Popeyes first, and then I go to KFC, and then I go to Bojangles. So, yeah.
You just ruined it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry, buddy. I mean, that's what happens.
That's all right.
So I got to the speaker. And I wanted to order a 3-piece, all breast. I want it in spicy. They ran out of spicy chicken.
Well, isn't it just a topping? Like, how do they run out of the chicken is the chicken. It's just the breading and the...
It's marinated.
...thing that they cook it in. Right. So they ran out of the marinade?
Apparently so.
Is this the trucker shortage thing?
I don't know. And I said, well, fine if I have to get it in, you know, leg and thigh, because I'm not a big dark meat fan, but I mean, I wanted my chicken. She's like, no, we don't have spicy chicken. Not one piece. She goes, do you want regular chicken? I said, if I want regular chicken, I would order regular fucking chicken.
Bitch.
Yeah, I was pissed. So I just went to KFC and Bojangles and, you know.
Well, you had to go there anyway? Or,
I had to go there. Well,
I had to go to KFC. So, like, when you say I'm going to Popeyes, they say, okay, get me KFC?
Well, all right, here's the deal. By they, I meant me. I went to Popeyes because I love their spicy chicken. I went to KFC.
All right, because I was going to say, like, I mean, you probably could just bite the bullet and get the KFC, but in this instance, your intention was Popeyes from the get-go.
Yes, but I like mashed potatoes and gravy from KFC, and I like the biscuits from Bojangles, so I just got to make three stops on the way.
Did I ask you about the gravy at Popeyes and why it's got, like, chili in it or whatever? No, not
You don't like it because it's spicy. It's got like a little
It's Louisiana style or something like that.
And little bits of like andouille in it or whatever, little sausage in it. But yeah, you don't like
but
it.
But still, yeah, it's like
it's a awful Louisiana place. So I mean, it's
that's stupid.
Awful. It's amazing.
Gravy is still gravy. Like you're such a dick.
I like spicy things. Apparently,
if the gravy was just spicy and tasted like gravy, I'd be okay with it. But it doesn't taste like gravy, and that's what really bummed me out on Christmas Eve. Because you know what's Christmas Eve without Popeyes?
True, that's a good point. So yeah, I'm gonna write into the company and be like, you know, how do you fucking run out of a certain kind of chicken that's just not right?
When that's your gimmick. It's not like they ran out of like a corn or whatever, or like some little side dish.
It's a fucking chicken place. How do you run out of chicken? Or a marinator, whatever the fuck it is. Like, how? How do you allow
that? Like a pizza place running out of mozzarella or something.
Right. 2022, how the fuck does this happen?
Yeah, isn't there an app on their phone that could just make it?
That's possible. Yeah, I don't know. What's your bad? Oh, I know, you already had your bad. What's your ugly?
The blizzard. Just had to friggin' dig out of 12 inches, and then I got outed for how teensy my pecker is, so that whole bad thing was pretty much.
Did you actually use a shovel, or do you have a snowblower?
My snowblower's at the old house, but this driveway ain't so big.
Yeah,
but it was just the snow drifts because we're right up next to the beach,
right?
So we got wicked crazy winds, and they were freaking dunes, like freaking 8 feet high, and trying to break into the car, and it was luckily it was a soft snow, but I had to dig out in layers, and it took 6 to 8 hours and whatnot. But I'm prepared. I have survival gear. I was able to manage. No worries.
From a doctoral standpoint, what muscles do you use when you shovel snow?
All of them.
Okay.
Let's start with your biceps, your lats, your shoulders. Your obviously your lumbar spine, your paraspinals, your multifidus, your iliocostalis, your spinalis, your piriformis, your obturator internus, the superior inferior gemelli muscles. I made all that up. Those aren't even real things.
That's
not hot. One of those words is real. Fact check it, even though there's no one listening.
That's hot. You start speaking all doctor stuff.
No, it's all true.
And oh, really? It's obviously not leg day for you, right? No, it's not. It has nothing to do with your legs.
Well, you got to get down in there, man. I had to get down in there. So you're probably working a little bit of your quadriceps, your vastus medialis, vastus lateralis, your sartorius for sure. And I guess a little gastroc and soleus.
Do you bend at the waist or do you bend at the knees?
Both. Oh, also, I mean, shit, your flexor muscles too. Flexor carpi radialis, flexor carpi ulnaris, the palmaris longus, the pronator teres, and the intrinsic muscles of the hand, because you got a grip.
Wow.
And the extensors, too.
You never really thought about that, did you?
Extensor carpi ulnaris, extensor carpi radialis.
Both of you are like, man, my hands hurt, my back hurts, my arms hurt, but you're like, my anterior corpus Christi delta hurts.
So you said a place and a plane.
I tried to remember the words that you said, but I couldn't. That's why you're smarter than me. You're the generalized doctor. But I don't think anyone's ever broken down the internal structure of, snow shoveling before.
Well, if it was a snow blower, it would just be your gastroc and your soleus because you're just pushing and walking and not even pushing because these things are on like tracks. So they kind of walk. You just, whatever walking is what you do.
That's fair. My ugly. And we'll get into this in the news desk, but Patrick Mahomes and the idiotic plays that he had that last quarter of football.
I think at the end of the first half was an idiotic play, too.
True, yes. But running around in circles and not throwing the ball away and really costing your team the game was it was un-Mahomes-like. It's not something he, you know, should do, given the fact that he's a vaunted quarterback by many, many people.
Oh, I thought you were like Dracula for a second.
Yeah, no. I wanted to throw the ball, but he didn't. Especially that last play where he had all fucking day and nobody was open. Throw the fucking ball away. Mm-hmm. Or run for a couple hours. Try to get back to the line of scrimmage. Don't run in fucking circles. Like, he must be watching Tyreek Hill so much, because that's what he does, too. It drives me crazy.
Probably played Tecmo Bowl or something. It was Bo Jackson.
Perfect.
All right. That's a deep one to get into, too.
Yeah. What, the game or Tecmo?
Well, who's doing that shit?
Yeah, we'll get into it here. Are you ready?
Mm-mm.
What's with the Gatorade? Mm-mm. You dehydrated or? You
know? Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the second segment of the main event. Last week was the third annual Rad Rumble Week. Rad Rumble 2022. 6 days of shows, because the Royal Rumble was on a Saturday, not a Sunday, obviously because of the NFL Championship games. Smart move by WWE. That being said, I had 6 days to put out all those shows. And actually, it's funny. 6 to 8, because I put out 8 shows in 6 days, and that wasn't like a purposefully done purpose. Is that right? Purposefully or purposely? What's the correct?
I think it's zestfully.
Okay. It wasn't zestfully done on purpose, but I did put out 8 shows in 6 days. So there's that. If you missed anything, you can go back in the archives of the Rad Rob Radio Network on Spreaker or RTW, anywhere podcasts are found. I fucking did your bit. I'm sorry.
No, you know what? I haven't found one in a long time. Okay. I thought I was going to get one in the snow, and I couldn't. There was nothing there.
Really? All that snow, you didn't find one at all?
Not one. No. Maybe because it froze over. It probably stuck in the gutter or something like that, but it's been cold, so.
Here's what's going on in this week's RTW News Desk.
So I had to cheap edit that because it used to say, here's what's going on in the world of professional wrestling. But we're not going to talk about that shit. So because we barely talk wrestling. So I kind of had to splice that together. And he's like, here's what's going on. And it's just, you can hear like a little. And I suck at editing.
No, you were worried about that. Yet your freaking the intro has improper grammar on your bowling show. So I mean, I think that would have been you shouldn't even have mentioned it. I wouldn't have noticed it.
I didn't pay for that, so you get what you pay for.
Well, hence last week.
That's fair. Our top story: the kerfuffle with Tom Brady and whether he has retired or not. Adam Schefter and Jeff Darlington reported over the weekend that number 12, Tom Brady, the GOAT, greatest quarterback of all time.
The GOAT with the moat. Wait.
He used to have a moat. Yeah. 7-time Super Bowl champion, Thomas Edward Brady Jr. was kind of pissed off that he leaked that shit. There weren't any retractions yet. They're still sticking to their guns that they heard that he's retiring, but he got pretty pissed off and really wanted to let people know, his dad actually let people know, that Tom hasn't made that decision yet. Tom said he's going to take some time after the season ends, and you know, he'll make a decision, you know, at some point. And then, Christ, he's only been out for a week now, and people are reporting that he's retiring, so everybody jumped on it. You know, even the NFL put out a thank you, Tom. ESPN, New York Times, New York Post, LA Times, obviously the Boston Globe, the Herald, the Tribune, everybody jumped on it. Barstool, you name it, everybody was reporting on it and thanking Tom, including myself. I put out a tweet saying, thank you for the 7 championships and, you know, 20 years of of brilliance through football. Come to find out that he may not be retiring, or he's just being a dick because people leaked it, and he wants to be the one to make the decision. What do you think about this whole debacle?
It's a means of stomping on Big Ben's retirement.
Really? That's how you feel?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a fact. I don't feel things. I speak in truth.
No, that's true. You do. Can you elaborate on that at all?
Big Ben officially retired, had this, you know, little press conference, more like an ode to himself that someone put together about him taking his stuff down and everything. And Brady tweeted saying that, you know, here's a guy who does the exact opposite of the TB12 method. You know, he's the rub some ice on it, which is a manly thing. So he's probably outed with toxic masculinity. You know, Brady's making out with his kid on the massage table. I don't think anybody should be doing that. But, yeah, he said he's the guy that rubs some dirt on it or throws the ice on it. Yep. And won 2 Super Bowls, went to 3, 6 Pro Bowls. And then he said there's more than one way to bake a cake. So I didn't know Brady bakes cakes. I had no clue. So I mean, maybe the guy's really that talented.
Gluten-free cakes.
I feel like, right, smart. And I feel like Gronk would be good at baking a cake.
Yes.
And then spiking it. But yeah. Then 2 days later, after this send-off that he tried, this is like Hogan squashing Macho.
Yeah.
Like when Macho wins the title and Hogan puts Elizabeth on his shoulders and flexes as Macho's got the belt. That's what that is. That was Brady doing that.
Do you think he's going to retire or not? Do you think maybe he'll just come back just to spite everybody?
I was shocked when I saw it. I wouldn't think not to believe it when I saw Adam Schefter report it.
Right. I mean, Adam Schefter knows everything.
And the way I can't see Brady leaving like that, especially with a stacked team. But they are going to lose a few guys this year, the Bucks, right? They're going to lose Godwin. Who knows? Obviously, AB's gone.
Godwin was on the franchise tag last year, so he's not available to be franchised again, so they will have to pay him.
Steelers franchised, what's his ass, 2 years in a row?
Juju?
No, Bell.
Oh, Bell. Yeah, I think he's already been franchise.
Oh, but he's on
several
his fifth year, right?
Yeah.
So that's why.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, or it'll be a 6 year then.
Right. Right. So
needless to say, yeah. So I don't know enough about them to know if they're going to get decimated. Are they over the cap? Are they over? Like, I don't know. So there could be something like that. Like what Aaron Rodgers is bitching about. Like he don't want to play for Green Bay because they're $80 million over. But if Tampa isn't, I'm shocked. Because they got a stout defense and they got Tom Brady. So
Tom's always taken a pay cut. He did it many, many years with the Patriots to try to keep teams together to win. So if that's the case, I think he would help out at this point. Or he maybe just feels like he can't lead a team to victory anymore.
And if there's something in his contract that if he does it like after February 4th, he gets like another $14 million or something like that, or $15 million.
He does.
The guy's got $300 million in the bank ish. I don't know. I haven't.
Well, his wife makes more money than he does,
still. And she does pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, obviously she's should be in the kitchen cooking, but she's out making $100 million a year being hot.
Yeah.
So imagine that. All you have to do is be hot. What the fuck kind of a job is that?
I mean, I'm surprised you didn't do it.
Well, it's the mask. Like I can't change it. It's the same. Like she can do her hair different.
True.
She can diet. She, you know, true. Me, I'm golden black like Pony Boy, except not. Anyway. Yeah, I wonder if he's just going to make the announcement on the 5th or 6th. Or maybe the 8th of February, and then take the 15 schmil and take a hike, Mike.
It's possible. He's only got 1 year left in his contract. I am shocked that he wasn't going to play it out. But again, it's up to him. And to me, he looked tired at the end of that game. Like, tired, not just tired from, like, the game, but, like, I'm just fucking tired of having to do everything. I can't throw the ball and catch it, too, you know, like Giselle said a few years ago. He can't fucking, you know, score touchdowns and play defense either because he put them back in that game and gave them a chance to win or go into overtime, and they screwed the pooch.
But why would that be on? Wouldn't that mean like, okay, I did my part and I still can? That's the, like, okay, Ben retiring needed to happen because Ben's got some hard miles on him.
Right.
Like, Ben is like in dog years at this point. Like, he's going on 84. So I think Brady, though, between his TB12 and making out with his kid, like, it's keeping him young, and somebody above who knows what touched that shoulder and arm of his and said, you can put a football wherever the hell you want still. And I can't see him with zero diminished skills, maybe 10% at this point. I can't see him retiring.
If that, he still led the league in touchdowns, for Christ's sake. But he's got every single, just about every record in the book. What else does he need to prove?
That's true, though. I mean, they've been to 10 Super Bowls. He won 7 of them.
28-3. Yeah, been to 10.
He's been to 10, right?
Won 7. Lost to the Giants, lost 1 to Philly.
2 to Eli, and then one when freaking Philly, when Nick Foles were playing.
But, I mean, yeah.
Should have been 4 if freaking Beast Mode runs the ball. But, yeah, hey.
True.
Still a good record. 6-4 in Super Bowls is still pretty damn good.
It's not bad.
How do you go to fucking 10 Super Bowls? Anyway.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that. So there's that. No, I think he does end up retiring, but I do think he wants to do it on his own terms and not have some fucking reporter leak it out. Not that he's a big grandiose person anyway. He's a pretty
That was huge news, though,
too. He's a private guy, too. You know, so I don't know. I don't think he wants a big send-off, like going around, everybody gives him goddamn, you know, furniture for fucking a season, but in any event. What do you think of the games this past weekend? You know, even my wife is questioning, why did every goddamn game come within 3 points? Like, what are the odds of all this happening in a two-week span where just about every single game came down to a fucking field goal? It's impossible.
All we can say is it was either the greatest 2 weeks in playoff history, which that debate's actually running right now. Like, yeah. Were these the two greatest playoff weeks? Excitement, like comebacks, the theater, the drama, the stuff that pro wrestling cannot deliver anymore. or is it fixed?
We look at the Chiefs.
But if it's fixed, why can't they do it? Why can't wrestling do it?
No, I don't know. I really don't know. You look at the Chiefs and the Bengals. You know, Bengals were down 21-3 at halftime.
Or 21, Bengals were down, no, 21-10 at halftime. 21-10. They were down 21-3 in the second.
In the second, yeah.
And you are we doing this now?
Yeah.
Okay. The Bengals got so much freaking momentum from that stop with 5 seconds left instead of kicking the field. I think it was what, 3rd and 5?
Yeah.
Or 3rd and goal from the 2?
3rd and goal from, yeah, it was close. It was really close.
Anything has to be in the end zone. You don't, and dude.
Well, they threw it out to Tyreek Hill to try to make a move. And
they sniffed it out, right. They let him make a play, but you're still 3 yards deep, and you have no time left or timeout. So, like, that's just such bad football. 24-10 just sounds way better.
Yeah.
It just sounds way better.
It does.
The number's better because they had 2 full touchdowns. Wow. And with our offense, all we have to do is just tinker toy it down and maybe get something. But 21-10, either way, that was a momentum. That was a game-changing stop right there.
And if you remember the previous matchup that the Bengals won, it was
11 points at the half.
Yeah. So, and they even mentioned that on the telecast.
Yeah, I do remember. They also, the Bengals also got 10 shots at the one on the 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, Tony Romo even made a point to say that the Bengals were a second-half team, and he's right. They came out, you know, all guns a-blazing. The Chiefs didn't
score.
Their
defense especially, I mean, they were a different team.
Yeah, they were. They pretty much took Ja'Marr Chase out of it, who's been fucking killing it. So, I mean, that left the rest of the team open. I mean, the Bengals even lost their tight end, Uzama. So it's like, fuck me, dude. Like, what else could go wrong, but they still come out and in the second half and just fucking crush it? I mean, the Chiefs didn't score until the fourth quarter. And then,
last play, actually.
Pretty much.
Within seconds of the game. That's it. It was, but like, I think they were so overconfident, and you had mentioned something about if we're going there now about Mahomes running around the last couple.
Yeah,
they were so used to, look, this is a team that had 13 seconds to go 45 yards
yeah.
against the number one defense. So when things happen so often, they're not even appreciated. They're just expected. So right. I feel like Patrick Mahomes, as good as he is like, we're just that good. We always do this. We're always going to get that play. Someone's going to be open. I'm going to find him. And he tried everything and anything and got stomped and cost them. Because, look, they had first and goal at the 2.
They did.
And it wound up being fourth and goal at, I think, the 26. Because the dude had to kick a 36, a 43-yarder. Wait, 36.
48-yarder, I think it was.
They were at the 26-yard line. So add 10, so that's 36 plus 7 is 43. The dude went from, it could have been a freaking a 19-yarder or 20-yard field goal to a 43-yard field goal because Mahomes wants to run around and play freaking high school Harry shit.
Yeah.
And, I mean, and freaking almost, and he fumbled.
He fumbled, yeah.
Just as Romo's like, all you have to do is not fumble the ball.
They did. Thankfully, Tooney was right on it to grab it. But, yeah, man, you can't run around. And he did it several times. At least three plays really that I can think of.
They looked like a freaking like a third grade soccer team where everybody just chases the ball and there's no position or anything. That's kind of what it looked like.
How do you not throw the ball away? Like, he should know better than that.
These guys, you know, when they get so good, like their egos get bigger too, mm-hmm. and they want that play. They want that Ben Roethlisberger to Santonio Holmes play or something like that, like in the corner of the end zone or the Tyree catch or something. So they'll do, I don't know. I remember one time the original fixer of games, Brett Favre, they wound up losing a game and he admitted that, and they were at like the 2-yard line. They had to score a touchdown. He said he was, or maybe the reporter reported that he was thinking of what celebration to do when he scored and they never scored.
Right. Yeah. What I didn't like about the whole thing was, and this goes back to the first half, calling a timeout because you want to see if you have to challenge or not. You're at midfield. Just fucking challenge it. Like, why do you have to take that much time to look at it?
And that made no sense. And like that, man, oh man, like I'm.
And that cost him when it came down to the fourth, to the second quarter when he had, you know, when he was down on the goal line.
They could have called a timeout at the goal line and kicked the field goal. But that dumb shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, look, they that happened in the 49er game too, actually. Yeah,
it did. I don't know who's
following who.
The Bengals are going to the Super Bowl for the first time since 1988, the third time in team history. Boomer Esiason looked pretty happy during the postgame show. How the fuck did they fuck up the halftime show? There was a concert at the stadium in Arrowhead. The halftime show was outdoors.
And they were trying to do commentary during
the music was so loud, like, you couldn't hear what they were saying, so they pretty much just fucking went to like some videos or whatever. Like,
it was, and didn't I think JB might have said I can, or maybe Cower said, "Well, I can't really hear you, but JB said, yeah. You asked me."
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Like, who didn't plan on that? But yeah, the game as a whole, actually, the home teams. I think the Rams were the only team to win at home in this playoff season. Or no, the Chiefs won one game.
Chiefs won against Buffalo.
Yeah, I think that was it. Right.
Yeah, San Fran beat Green Bay. Well, San Fran beat Arizona first, right?
Okay, yeah.
Then beat Gray, then beat Green Bay.
Yeah.
And then, so what would have it if matter of fact, so if San Fran would have went, both teams would have had to play 3 road games to get to the Super Bowl, which that's never been done for sure.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think it has.
I'm certain of it. Yeah. I'm so certain of it because I think only a few times the Steelers were the first team in history in 05 to hit the road and get to the Super Bowl. And then the Giants did it in, I think, 11.
Yeah, I think it was 11. So it's not something that happens very often. But, man, if you're the home team in the playoffs this year, you really got a shitty chance of winning.
I think it's happened a couple more times since, mm-hmm. but that set the trend. Yeah, but that's because it's all fixed now, too.
It is. But wrapping up the Chiefs game, it did go to overtime, and the Chiefs won the toss. So you're thinking Patrick's just going to do what he does. And
did you hear the crowd?
Yeah.
when the Chiefs won, and I think Romo said it, this is the only stadium where they win the toss and they think the game's over.
That's how right. Yeah. I mean, short of like, you know, Tom Brady doing it or whatever, but like, yeah, that's it was a foregone conclusion to most people, probably even the announcers, and didn't happen. They went 3 and out. You know, and the Bengals were on it, dude. The Bengals had all.
Oh, he got picked. He got picked.
No, I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah, no, because they made a point to say Patrick's never thrown a pick, right, in the last however many playoff games. Or he had maybe one pick.
He got picked earlier in the game, too, and it was the first time he got. But there was a stat about it, though. There was a stat about it.
Like six games, he only had like one pick, and he had something like, I don't know, 8 or 9 touchdowns. It was a stupid number. Like, it's mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing what he's done. And the only loss he ever had before that was to the Patriots when they let them come back at Arrowhead. But you're right. He got picked off earlier in the game, and then the pick in overtime really wasn't his fault. It was Tyreek Hill just trying to make the catch, just fucking brick hands. Yeah. Just bounced off his hands right into
It went off. Well, I think the defender got it too, though. The defender got it, swatted it, and then it went to the other D. They went to the safety, I think. Or maybe it was the safety swatted it out of Tyreek Hill's hands into the corner's chest.
And then they couldn't stop him.
Bang, bang. They just right down.
Yeah, just Burrow and Mixon just drove right down the fucking field. It was pretty easy.
Which, that's another thing that was impressive about the Bengals in the second half is, you know, you're down by 11 still, and you don't know that you're going to stop the Chiefs.
Right.
But yeah. They still kept running the ball. They didn't rely on the run. I think they relied on the pass, and then that opened up the run a little bit.
Right.
So, no, Burrow ran a lot, too.
It was a great game. They had a great game plan. Whatever adjustments they needed to make at halftime, they did, and they were the better team in the second half. So they deserved to win that game, and I give them credit, man. They're a good team. I think they could win. Let's get into the second game, which was the 49ers against the Rams. Another one that went right down to the wire in the last few seconds with the field goal. I've never been sold on Garoppolo. I thought he was okay at the Patriots, but it seems like anybody that does well in the Patriots goes on to other teams and they just suck. Like Matt Castle did it, Brian Hoyer did it. It's a weird thing.
Well, Castle got to the playoffs, I think, with Kansas City the 1 year, and
I wouldn't give him credit for that though.
Well, he got to the playoffs, and then that's true. Rex Grossman got to a Super Bowl with Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird.
But yeah, no, it was I was just thinking about this, like, is Garoppolo lucky or is he underrated or what? Because two championship games, one Super Bowl, and almost to another one. I mean, like, and in only three, and he was injured the other year that he wasn't in. So
again,
and they're already moving on because they got freaking Lance Cade. No, what's the guy's name? Lance, that's a wrestler.
Lance Archer. Oh no, wait, that's the other wrestler. I don't fucking know.
Lance Armstrong.
That dude. Yeah.
No, what the whatever. You know the guy. And why did they use him?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't put it on Garoppolo, man. I really don't think he's that great of a quarterback. I think he's serviceable. There's many more great quarterbacks than he. They just find a way to win. Maybe it's their defense. They have a decent running game. They're a good offensive line.
He doesn't seem to win many games. I agree with, but. You know, he usually doesn't lose him either.
True. You got Debo Samuel. You got Greg Kittle there.
Freaking dude who dropped the interception. What's his name? Something Sharkapar or whatever. I can't remember. He's got a single digit, and now he's probably going to be cut after that. Because I don't want to say it seals the game, but, like, you're up by 3. There was 8 minutes left. You had the ball at the 50. But let's be honest, Kyle Shanahan lost him also because you're at the 40-yard line. You punt twice, or I think one was at the 42, one was at the 40. And that 4th and 2, when they had all the time in the world to come up with a play, and they got to delay a game.
Yep.
And that moved them back to the 47. Much is that as coaching? How much of that is, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Garoppolo made the plays when he had to, but he almost gave it away. I mean, it's almost like he didn't want to win. He had a horrible interception thrown in the 4th quarter against Dallas. He had another one against Green Bay. And then
winning in spite of him is what
pretty much. No, pretty was, much. He threw another one on Sunday. So,
and how about Jefferson? You know, was it Jefferson that the touchdown right off his hands that would have been a touchdown in the second quarter?
Yeah,
and
Jefferson's really good too. Like, really, he's going to Pro Bowl, but man, yeah, he's that kid's a stud.
There was a couple. The Rams could have won big, and they just didn't. But the Niners' defense is stout. It's all fixed.
Cooper Kupp was great too. So I mean, you got to give him credit. He's all
world. Down in the fourth quarter. He was actually kind of in, not in check, but like he wasn't doing much. And then he just explodes in the fourth quarter. He's just everywhere. Yeah. Does everything. Throw a screen to him. He gets 30 yards. The guy can accelerate. I don't get it. He looks like a freaking pinball out there, and they can't tackle him.
They can't. No, he's very elusive. And you got to give Nick Bosa credit. Like, he's 16 and a half sacks in the regular season this year. Dude's fucking on fire. Really, really great player. I can't believe San Diego dropped him, or whatever they call it now, the LA Chargers now. Nick Bosa killed it. Odell Beckham even like stepped up. It's dude, the Rams got a stout team.
They're in a win now situation with Von Miller and Aaron Donald. And
absolutely whatnot. Right.
And I don't know. I think they're going to be over the cap next year, right?
I think they will be. Yeah. You got to give their coach credit. McVay has done a great job since he's got there.
Turned the franchise around. I mean, after the whole Bulger years, like they were they were a laughingstock for a long time. Jared Goff got him to a Super Bowl. I mean, again, is that Garoppolo? Is that the coach? Is that and by the way, Sean McVay is one of those weirdos that remembers everything. I don't know if you know anybody like that.
No, I don't know. There's very few people like that.
It's eerily similar. Like, he'll know what play he called on, and I'm like, I get it.
Yeah.
I fucking get it.
No, it's true. It's just a weird savant thing. Look, I'm actually looking forward to the Bengals and the Rams. I didn't think I would be, but Matt Stafford finally has a chance to prove that he was the only reason why Detroit was even halfway good or even had more than six wins a season, because Goff went there and didn't do shit. So that kind of shows you that, you know, the Rams are a great team without him.
I know I shouldn't be shocked, but his wife is fucking hot.
Very true. Very true. But this could be his time to shine. I mean, he was at one point the highest paid player in football on the Lions and never really did anything to earn it. But now he's showing that he can be one of the elite if he wins. I mean, you never know what any given Sunday, anything can happen. It comes down to one fucking play now, like in the last few weeks. So you never know what's going to happen.
So if they fix it for him.
Hey, look, the Bengals look good too, man. I mean, they were a two-win team 2 years ago, and now they're going to the Super Bowl. So,
and Burrow only played half a season last year. He tore his ACL up.
And Burrow threw so many picks this year too.
I was scrolling through their schedule, and like it was like all or nothing with them. They blew out Baltimore, or they got smoked by Cleveland.
Yeah.
Lost to the Bears. Like, just there was dumb shit that they did. And almost like, because I don't think they knew who they were yet.
Yeah.
And but, like, they got their identity right around beating the shit out of Pittsburgh. And then they started going on. They beat up Pittsburgh in week four, I think it was. And then they realized they were a good team and started just getting better and better. Lose to San Fran. Beat Kansas City, but still lost seven games, right?
Yeah.
But Pittsburgh, I think they went 10-7.
Pittsburgh was the catalyst for their comeback. And look, just like hockey or even baseball, like, you ride the hot hand, man. Like, when there's a hot goalie in the playoffs in hockey, you just
100%.
You ride it out. And, you know, Cincinnati got hot at the right time. And that's all it takes.
I did want to see San Fran, though, because Cincy and San Fran again, how funny would that? 81, 88.
That would have been funny. Yeah,
but I mean, not, you know, it's just like, why not?
It's the fourth quarterback named Joe to be in the Super Bowl. You had Flacco, you had Namath, you had Montana.
Right, and they won MVP is what they're saying. Yep. Will he win MVP? That's I saw that.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, they made a big deal out of that.
That's the only Joe?
Yeah. Amazing, right?
I thought it was the only Joes that won MVP. But
it might be. You might be right. But I don't think there's been any other quarterback named Joe in this.
Joe?
Like, there has to be. Starting quarterbacks, at least.
Well, we'll have to go through the whole. Anyway. All right. Super Bowl I was Len Dawson and Bart Starr. Super Bowl II.
Are we really doing this?
Was, again, Bart Starr. And I don't remember if Kansas City was in. Kansas City was in a bunch of them in the beginning. And then Minnesota was in a bunch of them. Fran Tarkenton.
Yep.
Joe Namath again with Earl Morrill.
Yep.
Johnny Unitas. So
Tom Brady was in 10 of them. So, I mean, that takes away that.
And then, right. Well, did I tell you that since 2001, only three Super Bowls didn't have Brady, Ben, or Peyton Manning.
Yeah. That's a ridiculous.
Since 2001, yeah. Only three. Now, again, Brady is 10 of them.
Right.
Ben's three. I think Peyton is three also.
Yep. So you had Breeze as well. You had Eli. You had Trent Dilfer.
You're going through the whole thing. Well, that's 2000. Now you're talking.
I'm going backward. I'm trying to go backwards.
Oh, okay. All right. So, that's fine.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember the Colts Cowboys. I guess it was Staubach, the one where there was so many turnovers and everything, and it was a 16-13 game.
Yeah.
And then the Dolphins was Bob Greasy against the Redskins. I don't remember. Not Jurgensen, whoever he I can't remember the dude that replaced Sonny Jurgensen.
Steve Young, Phil Sims.
No, that's the fucking Redskins, you asshole. Oh, Joe Theismann. What the fuck? Joe Theismann.
Not a quarterback.
Went to two, so no. Joe Theismann isn't a quarterback?
Wait, I thought he was a running back.
Joe Theismann played in two Super Bowls, won one of them, lost in 84, won in 83.
He wasn't a running back? That's before my time.
John Riggins was the fucking running back.
Oh, that's right, Rick. All right, so there goes. Maybe it wasn't.
No, there it is. So it's got to be the MVP. Joey T. All right, good.
I knew you'd get there eventually.
Well, now I want to see. Let's see. All right.
God damn it.
So we got 70. Let's get up to 73 then. 73, I can't remember. Raiders are Kenny Stabler and some. Well, again, Fran Tarkenton lost four, remember. So we'll just say Kenny Stabler. Steelers, Terry Bradshaw. AFC was the Broncos 1 year against the Cowboys. I don't remember who the quarterback was. Staubach, Terry. No, there was another one in there, 76. No, that's Kenny Stabler. Okay.
Yeah.
Terry. Then you had Ron Jaworski versus Plunkett, Jim Plunkett.
Yep.
That was 80. Then Montana against Ken Anderson. 82 was the Dolphins. No, 82. That was the Redskins, right?
Yes.
82 beat the Dolphins. Who was the Dolphins quarterback in 82?
How the fuck did I not know Theismann?
You're looking at it.
No,
who was the Dolphins quarterback in
82? I don't know. I was looking at Twitter.
Oh. So why are you saying, yeah, I thought you were fact-checking?
I'm mentally fact-checking.
So who was 83 then?
Raiders?
That was 84.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. 84. Yes, shit. 83 was, I think Washington was back. Okay. Washington beat Miami in 82, lost to the Raiders in 83, and then that was set off that year, that chain where the AFC didn't win for years. So Montana beat Marino, Joe and Dan, Jim McMahon, Tony Heesing, Steve Grogan, don't matter. Yep. 86, Phil Simms over LA. 87, Doug Williams over LA. Yep. 88, Boomer, Norman, and Joe. 89, Joe over LA. John, 90, Hostetler over Jim. So Jeff over Jim. 91, Mark over Jim. 92, Troy over Jim. 93, Troy over Jim. 94, Steve over Stan. 95, Troy over Neil. 96, Brett over Drew. 97, John over Brett. 98, was the 98. Hang on. 99 was Steve and Kurt. 98 was...
Wasn't that the same brand of the truck?
No, that was 94.
Oh, okay.
98. Hold on. What am I screwing up? 99 was, okay, 98.
That was the outfit area. You probably did a lot of drugs.
So, 98. Steelers went 7-9. They were 7-4. Jerome Bettis called tails. Yeah, Phil Luckett said he called heads. And then he said, heads, he called heads. And then Charlie Batch was on the field. That was on Thanksgiving Day. So, 98 was...
Now I gotta look it up.
Okay, that's fine. You can look at 98. Oh, Denver beat fucking Atlanta. Oh, my God. That was the Vikings went 15-1. Gary Anderson misses one field goal in the entire year. And Chris Chandler and the Falcons go to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
John beats Chris.
Correct.
31-19, I think it was, something like that.
34-19.
Well, 34-19, yeah, because I had the under. The only time I had the under. And how many points were scored in the fourth quarter? Like 30? It was like something stupid. You have the box score in front of you?
I don't. Box score.
It was like 14-3 in the third or something. And then all of a sudden it was 34 to freaking 19.
31-6, then 31-13, 34-19 was the final score.
Yeah, all the fourth quarter freaking scores. Right? Then it was Kurt versus Steve. Then you had Trent versus Kerry. Then you had Drew versus Kurt. Then you had Brad versus Rich. There really is only one other Joe so far.
Yeah, crazy.
Brad versus Rich. Three was the Carolina Panthers. Jake versus Tom.
Yep.
Then you had Donovan versus Tom.
Yep.
Then you had Ben versus Hasselbeck. Don't say his name because Mike is the other one.
Tim Hasselbeck?
Tim, right. Who's right? Tim's the other one.
Yeah.
Hasselbeck. The guy who said, we're going to go, we're going to score. And he throws a pick to McKenzie.
Yep.
Oh, my God. What the fuck's his name?
Tim Hasselbeck.
No, he's no. That wasn't Tim. That's his brother. Who's the Hasselbeck?
Oh, Matt,
you fucking asshole. God damn it. Matt Hasselbeck. So Ben versus Matt. Then you had Peyton versus Rex. Fuck, it sounds like two dogs going at it.
That gets sucked too.
There was a prop bet that would there be an opening kickoff for a touchdown? Devin Hester. Mm-hmm. I had $5 and it said you must make a minimum $10 wager, and I was like, ah, screw it.
I would have won like $3,000 if I did it because he took the opening kickoff for a touchdown. Because I had like 20 other things. Yeah. I was like, oh shit, I only have $5 left. And they wouldn't let me, motherfuckers.
That's
that game sucked. Yeah. There was Tim, that was Rex versus Peyton. Then you had Eli versus Tom.
Yep.
Then you had Ben versus Kurt.
Yep.
Drew versus Peyton. Yep. Ben versus Aaron. And then it's Muggy. Then it was Ben, Eli versus Tom.
Yep.
Colin versus Joe.
Right.
And then a bunch of Tom and Tom and then it was just Tom. And then there was a, Russell and a Peyton, and then a Cam and a Peyton, and Tom again, Tom and Matt, Tom and a Russell, Tom and a fucking Nick.
Yep, Tom and Nick.
His name was Dominic. Anyway, so one Joe. How about that?
One extra Joe.
If we don't know the name of the Denver quarterback or the Colts quarterback though, the Denver quarterback in 75-ish or 76-ish, and I think it was 76. The 76 Steelers had the best defense. They lost to the Raiders in the AFC Championship game. The Raiders won. Colts Cowboys was like a 1972-ish, I think. 10 was Cowboys Steelers.
Right, 77. Raiders.
That sounds right. No. Oh shit.
Stabler.
What was Denver? They did go 2 years in a row. So there was maybe 70. No, 75.
Cowboys
Denver
Broncos
versus Dallas.
Yeah. Correct.
So who was it?
It was.
So
Doomsday defense. Staubach and Craig.
Craig Morton. Morton.
Morton. Yeah.
Holy shit.
He used to play for the Cowboys. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Holy shit.
Yeah. God damn it, you're.
So it's Craig. It's not a joke. All right. Well, then let's just for shits and giggles now. Let's hit the last one. Is the Colts and the Cowboys, which is Roger. Still Roger, I guess. It was a turnover fest. There was like 10 turnovers in the game or something like that.
Let's see. Steelers and Cowboys?
No, Colts Cowboys. Oh, sorry, 72, Colts. I want to say. Sorry. 71, maybe?
72.
No, Dolphins were 72. Yeah, so maybe 71.
71 was Super Bowl 5.
That might have been Minnesota. Oh, yeah. That
was another one. Let's see. Colts and Cowboys, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
And we had, who was the quarterback?
Roger Staubach.
Yep, Staubach against... Fuck, what is it? Johnny Dennis.
Johnny U was in?
I'm not know that, yeah.
Because he Earl Morrow played in 67 against the Jets, or 68. 67 or 68.
37-year-old Johnny Unitas gained his starting spot back in 1969. Earl Morrow did play in the meantime, but yeah. Unitas was the starter. Super Bowl 5, that's a long goddamn time ago. But your age
was not born.
Your age isn't timeless, so I mean, that's why you remember all that stuff. All right, remember when we said we didn't want to do a long show?
Yeah, let's go. Well, again, comparatively speaking, I think we're still way ahead of the game.
All right, I got one more thing to talk about. It's wrapping up something we discussed several weeks ago. Have a listen to this.
Hello, I'm trying to reach David Ortiz, please.
This is David Ortiz.
Hello, David. This is Jack O'Connell with the Baseball Writers Association of America. I'm calling you from Cooperstown, New York, to let you know that the Baseball Writers have elected you to the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yes!
Pedro Martinez was there with Big Poppy. It's really a big deal. Not many DHs have gotten into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Usually they frown upon that stuff because they don't play other positions. But at least,
right.
Like Jim
Pedro
Rice
Martinez
played.
Martinez is the other one, right?
That's correct. Yeah, you're very smart, Ouch. Jim Rice played like maybe 25% of the game at DH, but you know, mostly he's a left fielder.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, I remember, like, Harold Baines was another one that was...
Wow, yeah, you're good. Yeah, you're right.
I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame, though, right?
No, he is. Him and Edgar got in.
Harold Baines is in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, he is. Yep.
Holy shit.
That is correct. Wow. So, it doesn't happen
very
often.
He's in there on longevity, too, though, because the guy, correct. He never... but, yeah, but because he was a DH, I think, for his last 5 or 6 years, maybe.
Yep, but other than, you know, a few games in, like, Interleague or all that, or World Series... Or playing for the Twins, Poppy was, you know, pretty much a DH, and sometimes first baseman. So Big Poppy was actually the only one making the ballot this year. You have to get, 70% of the vote, Oach?
Mm-hmm.
And he actually got 77.9%. He was named on 307 of the 394 ballots, and he's the first ballot Hall of Famer, as I mentioned earlier. Ortiz joins... The six men voted in by the Golden Days and Early Baseball Era committees back in December, which are Jim Cott, Tony Oliva, Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Minnie Minoso, and Buck O'Neill. See, that's kind of a fucked up thing. Like, the WWE does the same thing. I mean, even though it's not a legit Hall of Fame.
But hold on. Jim Cott, though, like, why isn't he in the Hall of Fame?
Exactly.
280-something fucking wins. I mean, that's what's... I hate these benchmarks.
Yes, I agree. But Vince McMahon does the same thing. Like, there's a lot of people he didn't put in as official WWE Hall of Fame members. But every year now, for the last 3 or 4 years, they have the, they don't call it the Legends Award, but it's like a legacy deal where they'll put in like 15 guys from the past, like Antonio Rocca and, you know, Mil Máscaras or whatever. And some other, and they're not officially in the Hall of Fame, but they get recognition. That's kind of what this bullshit is here with, with the what are they called? When I say that was the golden days in the early baseball era committee. Right, like, right, come on, right. Dude, it's a bunch of bullshit. But in any event, the official ballot results again were David Ortiz 77.9% of the vote. Barry Bonds got 260 votes in his final year on the ballot for 66%. That actually trended upward. So him and Clemens did trend upward. Clemens got 257 votes, 65.2% of the vote. Scott Rowland got 249 votes for 63%.
Scott Rowland, what the? How the? That,
I know.
What is this called? Is this a Hall of Fame or is it like a Hall of it's, a little it's above
the
average?
It's the click club. Like it's whoever the fucking voters, whoever the writers like or don't. It's fucking stupid, man. Like Curt Schilling, come on. I think he did enough to get in. He got 231 votes in his final year in the ballot for 58.6%. Todd Helton got 205 votes, 52%. Billy Wagner, 201 votes, 51%. Andrew Jones, 163 votes, 41%. Gary Sheffield, 160 votes, 40.6%. A-Rod got 135 votes for 34.3%. Jeff Kent got 129 votes for 32.7%. Manny Ramirez, one of the greatest hitters of all time, only got 114 votes, 28.9% of the vote. Omar Vizquel, 94 votes, 23.9%. Sammy Sosa, in his final year on the ballot, got 73 votes. That's pretty petty. 18.5% of the vote. That's, come on, dude. Andy Pettit, 42 votes, 10.7%. Jimmy Rollins, not related to Seth at all. 37 votes, 9.4%. Bobby Abreu, 34 votes for 8.6%.
Well, let's also remember some of these guys aren't Hall of Famers, too. Like, let's not.
Correct.
Okay, go ahead.
Correct. No, I mean, you're right. I mean, I would put Pettit up there, but that's just me.
I'm not sure he's a Hall of Famer. I think he had a great career.
I think he's a Glavin-ish kind of guy, and I think there's room for him in there.
Glavin won 320 something games. Yeah. I think Pettit win 260 or something like that. Pettit was clutch, and I think the moments should count. But I don't know. Yeah. He wasn't dominant. He was a stopper. He was never a number one.
No, he wasn't.
Like a CC or something like that, like you know the guy was gonna and CC ain't gonna get in.
No, he won't because he got too fat.
How jacked is CC now that he quit drinking? My gosh,
he is. He's just like he should have done that when he played. Mark Burley got 23 votes, 5.8%. Torrey Hunter, 21 votes, 5.3%. Players receiving less than 5% will drop off future ballots. I didn't know about that rule. That's pretty fucked up. Joe Nathan got 17 votes for 4.3%. Tim Hudson, 12 votes, 3%. Tim Lincecum, 9 votes.
Well, again, Lincecum, I mean, if you take 5 years of his career, the guy was the best player in the game.
Yep.
Who'd you say? You said Joe Nathan. That was the Joe closer Nathan. For the Twins, correct. I think?
Yep, he was a closer. Tim Hudson was the other, which, I mean, he was good for Oakland.
Played for Atlanta. I mean, probably had a 14-year career, but it's like 190 wins, 200 wins. I don't know. I'm not sure. Right. I'm projecting. I understand why there's a benchmark, but there's got to be a Jim Cott, 280 wins when the team, there was what, 20 teams in the league, maybe 22 teams mm-hmm. only,
yep.
Which means that the competition is way stiffer. You know, I don't know.
Ryan Howard, 8 votes. The pride of Philadelphia, who was hot for a good 2-3 year period, right? He got 2% of the vote. Mark Teixeira, who I thought was a solid player, got 6 votes.
But that's his first. This is only his first year on, right?
True, but if they go by the rule, players receiving less than 5% will drop off. I don't know if he's eligible again. Let's say he decided.
I don't know.
I don't know how that works. I never knew that.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You did say that, but I don't know if that can.
I don't know. I'm looking at MLB.com. Right? So, I mean, it's their game. So, I don't know.
Oh.
That's kind of sucks for them if that's true. Mark Teixeira got 6 votes, 1.5%. Justin Morneau from the Twins got 5 votes. Jonathan Papelbon, one of the greatest closers for about 3 years. He got 5 entire votes. Prince Fielder got 2 votes, so 2 people like him. AJ Pierzynski got 2 votes. Carl Crawford and Jake Peavy rounded out with 0 votes. Carl Crawford was good. But then he became a head case and kind of a douchebag. So, yeah, I don't know. He's good in Tampa. He sucked for the Red Sox. He became a fucking... He hated playing there.
He was like a Milton Bradley kind of guy, except not that bad. Like,
yeah.
Not
but Jake Peavy. Jake Peavy was a decent pitcher. I mean, he had longevity, too. I just... Obviously, he didn't have the wins, but Jake,
that's the hard part. Like, you know, a guy who gets 12 wins a year, 10... That's not to diminish it, but right. Like... The Hall of Fame is supposed to be for the
elite. Best of the best. No, I mean, I get it. You're right. No, you're right.
But there are, and you know, people can't be elite their whole career, so I get that too. But it's...
Here's where it's fucked up about Bonds. If he's not going to be in the Hall of Fame and recognized as one of the greatest hitters of all time, take his fucking home run record away then. Because why? If you're the home run king in the history of the entire 170 fucking years of baseball... He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Pete Rose. No one's ever going to break that hit.
No,
record,
no one's ever going to break it, ever. No, you're right. It's fucked up. Barry Bonds should either be in the Hall of Fame or just don't acknowledge him as a home run king. Put an asterisk next to it or disqualify him because of it. I don't know. There has to be something to kind of rectify the Hank Aaron thing for me because I'm still pissed off over that. Clemens, come on, dude. Clemens, Schilling. Schilling did enough to get in. But he's not liked because he's a fucking right winger.
Schilling was no Mitchell Report guy, was it?
No, he's just a right winger. They don't fucking like what he stands for. They don't like he's boisterous. He didn't like the media. They didn't like him. It's just, it's petty bullshit from the baseball writers. And the system needs a change. All right, that's good. That'll work. But it's a big deal for him because he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. That doesn't happen that often either. Especially with guys that did not make it in, which we found out this year that they're done, including Roger Clemens.
Okay, think about this. Yeah. Set the table because I think I got something here. Go ahead.
There are people that were off. You know, they are off the ballot now because of the 10-year thing, 10-year rule. Although I think there's some kind of loopholes that may allow them back in. But Clemens didn't make it. Schilling didn't make it.
Coach or something, I think. Or
right.
Something like that.
Barry Bonds didn't make it. Sosa didn't make it. It's weird, dude. Like,
was Palmeiro on the ballot still, or
I don't know if he is, but I know he was never voted in.
Not at all
because of the whole goddamn steroid thing. But people want to say Poppy was on steroids too, but he was never proven.
He actually technically failed. He was one of the ones that did fail that test. No. When they were deciding.
No, he didn't. He never failed the test.
No. When it was when they tested everybody to see if they were going to start testing.
Oh, okay,
That the report. Remember yes. What did they call it? The McPhee.
The Mitchell report.
Mitchell report.
Yeah.
That's where he technically. And the damnedest thing is Bonds and Clemens weren't on there. Bonds admitted it.
Yeah.
And. Yeah. Clemens, I'm sure, but are the two that didn't fail.
I know.
How fucked up is that?
That is fucked up, but it's more
Andy
fucked
Pettit
up.
Failed and
it's more fucked up because the writers are so jaded towards certain people that they don't like, and they're never going to vote them in. And something has to change with that system, whether it's some players vote, other Hall of Famers that are still alive and active, live get to vote. Fan vote for part of it. Like, they need to split it up and not just have it on the Baseball Writers of America because they're a bunch of old white fucking assholes.
Yeah, no, that's where I was going. If you're a stooge for them, if you dance, if you're the court jester for them,
yep,
you're good.
Yep.
A-Rod ain't gonna get in. Mm-mm. He wasn't liked. You know,
Nomar wasn't liked either.
Is it about, I understand, like, an ambassador and moral compass and whatnot, but being a dick is not against the rules of baseball.
Right.
Ty Cobb was a racist. He's in the freaking Hall of Fame.
Yep. It's true.
So I don't know if, but that's, and again, what, cause I was thinking about this, like, and Poppy's a fun loving guy. He's chubby fella. And like,
no one's ever said anything bad about him.
We root for that. That's what it's like rooting for Kevin Owens or something like that. Like, that's right. Like,
yeah.
Or Daniel Bryan. Like, that's literally what they do instead of rooting for the guy who is so in shape. And look, we're not stupid. We get it. But a lot of them did. Brett Boone did. Like, a lot of them got caught. When, you know, it's funny, like, Andy Pettit got caught. Said it was for shoulder rehab.
Yep.
Maybe it was. Because honestly, I don't see a reason why a pitcher would take it except for rehab and recovery.
Yeah, it's HGH, right? I mean, that's what Melson did.
Yeah, which is literally what your body's made of. So, right, yeah. But what, so, I, like, yes, it enhances the performance. He admitted it, and he became this friggin', everybody loved him.
Yeah.
Everybody loved him. That's the damnedest thing. So, and Poppy's the fun guy. So maybe they should have like a, just start a different wing,
right?
Start a different wing. Like the WWE has the celebrity wing and all that. Put a different wing in the Hall of Fame of dudes that we know cheated, but they didn't doctor the ball. They didn't cork the bat. Well, Sosa did, but he swore it was a batting practice bat and everything. But like they put something in their body to make them operate better. If it was a supplement, it's legal. It was testosterone and HGH, it's illegal. I understand why. I say let them all just do it.
But see, Barry Bonds was fucking great before he did anything.
Very much so. And a great athlete. He could run, he could hit, he could throw.
So if he took anything, it was for longevity because he's fucking beat up, or he wanted to retain that edge because his skills are deteriorating. I don't know, but I feel bad for Hank Aaron, dude. Hank Aaron was a legit, pure fucking power hitter.
Everybody was. Everybody, up until the 70s and 80s, I guess. I mean, we don't know about you ever watch one of them classic games of like 84 and 85, and they're like, I look at Dave Winfield, who they say was, a guy was 6'6".
Yeah, big dude.
And he was, I still think he's the best athlete. Everybody's like, Michael Jordan's the best athlete of all time.
Yeah, Bo Jackson is actually the best
athlete. Well, I would put Bo Jackson and Dave Winfield in the same category. Dave Winfield got drafted in all three major sports.
Yes.
Only man in history to ever do that.
Yep.
And is a Hall of Famer. Not like he had a subpar career. Dude could freaking hit. Anyway, but man, he was a long, lanky guy.
Yeah.
Nobody was huge. Reggie Jackson was supposedly a huge guy, and he was 210 pounds. I mean, it's amazing. Every once in a while, Yankee Classics is on, and I'll watch a game from the 80s, and these guys are so skinny, and I'm like, my God. And I get it. Their advances in workouts and nutrition, totally get it.
Oh, Bonds was skinny, too, when he played for Pittsburgh.
Bonds when in what was it, 93, I think they had Home Run Derby, and he was still, or was his first year in San Fran, I think 93 was his first year in San Fran. I'm almost certain of it.
It might have been, yeah.
And the All-Star game was in Philly, and he beat McGuire in the Home Run Derby. He's like, I can't believe I beat Mark McGuire in the Home Run Derby. And I remember he wasn't skinny, but he wasn't huge like he is,
right?
But he was vascular. You know, they with their forearms. Every baseball player, their forearms are so jacked.
Yep.
And I was like, man, this dude is putting in the work. I'm saying at the time, 3 years, 4 years later, his head grows. I mean, come on.
I know.
He told Sheffield, like, hey, use this stuff. It works awesome. You just wipe it on your forearms and it absorbs. Like, and Sheffield added him. Here was Bonds' problem. Instead of just not acknowledging, he tried to downplay the effects of it. He goes, steroids are not going to help me hit a ball. That's talent. And he's right.
Yeah.
Steroids help you hit a ball that goes from 280 to 320. 280 is a pop out. 320 is over for most fences in the corners.
True.
360. And then he starts, now you're hitting him 400 feet. And he choked up on the bat.
Yeah.
So he's using a toothpick and still getting around on him. And I mean, Buddy changed the game too. He got intentionally walked to force a run in. I think that's the only time in history that ever happened.
Yeah, agreed. Because they didn't want him to hit. But I mean, McGuire was the same way. McGuire just was always a big dude, but just ballooned up. Like, you could tell he was on something. His head grew too. Like,
went from lanky and big to fucking jacked and big.
And, he said it was creatine, but obviously I think it was Andro. But
Andro stenodyne, which he says Jeff Bagwell told him about, and he'd always keep it in his locker.
Yeah.
While he's probably putting needles in his ass out,
But like Clemens, like you said with Pettit and Clemens and pitchers, like why? Like Clemens was a big dude to begin with.
And man,
not that you needed to be, because Pedro was a wet rag and he still threw 100 miles an hour. But I mean,
it's all
mechanics.
Pedro was the best pitcher in the game for 8 years, nine years.
Yeah.
Clemens off and on was the best pitcher in the game for 20 years. So
and
that's probably, like you said, longevity. Clemens also, you know, put all it in the body you want, man. If you don't work, it ain't gonna. Ted Lilly said he tried to work out with, and Pettit learned from Clemens. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, I think it was that guy Brian McNamee that outed Clemens, yes, who was the trainer.
Yes, that's right.
And Ted Lilly said, I worked out with them for 2 weeks and I vomited so many times over those 2 weeks. I mean, it ain't like the guy didn't put the work in.
Yeah, you don't just inject Androme and just grow Popeye muscles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, all right.
Hopefully eat some spinach and your fucking arms blow up. But yeah, you do have to put the work in. Obviously, you do it naturally. So, I mean, you know what it takes to build muscle.
And it still sucks.
Yeah, it does. You still got to go through the reps.
They should just build a separate wing.
They should, but I mean, look at back then. Though, like, it's a level playing field. If everybody was doing it, then right? What's the big deal?
And we don't know who wasn't.
Very true.
We don't want to know based on looks, but like, I mean, look, Brady Anderson, 1 year hit freaking 50 home runs, right. Never hit more than 18. I think any other year, right? Yeah. I'm not exact, but like I'm sure I'm mm-hmm. close. Because that's when this whole thing started, you know. And look, Mariano Rivera had one pitch and still got these guys out. So
that's it. That's all I needed.
Where's the line? You know, what do you have to do to still be the best? Sometimes it's God-given talent. Sometimes it's synthetic talent. I honestly say, though, if take all the guys that aren't in the Hall of Fame that should be and put them against all the guys that got voted in, and I would almost venture that they'd have a better team of the guys not in the Hall of Fame right now.
True.
Because Bonds was still good. McGuire was still good. Sosa was still good. They were great. They were all-time players.
Griffey Jr. was never accused of anything, right?
No, not at all. Matter of fact, he got injured ever since he went to Cincy.
He had the most pure swing you probably ever saw. I mean, just...
Yeah, stupid good. He just chubbed up a bit, I think, but he really... Damn, like, I don't know. He wanted to go to Cincinnati, and I think only 1 year he hit 30 home runs. I'm not even sure, but I know he hit 600. Like, he's doing something right.
Yeah, for sure.
But maybe and that's probably what happens. The body just breaks down. Maybe that's the most accurate depiction of how I don't think you fall off the cliff like he did, but look, man, 162 games a year.
But people weren't doing like vegan and shit like Tom Brady. Like nobody had that that method of like, I'm going to do vegan and gluten free and all this other fucking shit. But
people also don't realize that them going to the ballpark, they don't show up at 7 o'clock when the TV turns on. They're there at 2 and they're doing therapy and like it's work and it's a job and it's hard. And
it is a grind. It's 162 game grind.
Like they just so and there's days where you get 1 day off in a month or 2 days off and you're begging for a rain out.
Or you get back to back doubleheader because of the rain out or shit like
because
that.
It's people don't, and that's why it's fucking hard. And that's why only a certain amount can do it.
Yeah. Because people think, they play the field, they just stand there and wait for the ball, or they fucking bat, you know, 4 times a night, or, you know.
Yeah, they take 400 grounders and 400 fly balls before that shit starts. Yeah. And you know what? I had this talk with Vince about a professional athlete, and that's what pisses me off about
Vince
when
Neil.
When someone says I'm a professional wrestler, you went to 6 months of training, and now you're calling yourself a professional. Are you legit a professional, or you're just using the guise of the term? Because a professional athlete, a baseball player, has been doing it since age 5. I got on a dirt bike. I was 4 years old. Most people get on them at 3. I sucked. And yet there's people that get on them at 3 years old and only ride dirt bikes, and they're professionals and they're the best at doing it. So to be a true athlete and to say you're a professional, even these freaking bowlers, man, they're professional bowlers. I don't think they're athletes. I think they have a great skill, but they've been doing it since they're 3, 4, 5 years old. It's such a skill to be able to do and to be the best in the world at doing it that I hate when they water it down. Like, oh, I'm a professional wrestler. No, you're a gymnast or wannabe gymnast who plays this cosplay gimmick, and you don't have near the experience or the training or the fucking desire or the freaking work ethic. Anyways.
What about professional poker players?
Oh, man. Poker? I don't even know her.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of the Main Event.
It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
His people are completely literal. Metaphors are going to go over his head.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch it.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Here's...
Well, me.
With...
The intellect of the week.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Hello, friends. I'd like to welcome y'all back to what I like to call the intellect of the week, hosted by, well, me. And of course, well, gosh darn it! No thanks, no thanks to the people that run this podcast because, gosh darn it, they're just too humble and they don't necessarily want any thanks. But we all know that these three individuals that run this podcast are just outstanding individuals. But of course, on to the intellect of the week, friends, which is hosted by me. And a lot of smart cookies this week, but I want to go ahead and give it to Matt Stafford for finally leaving the Detroit Lions, and after all those years of misery and a few years of okayness with Megatron Calvin Johnson, he decides he wants to go to the Super Bowl after he leaves Detroit, and wouldn't you know it that the LA Rams are playing in their own home field, so I guess it'll be a nice little home field advantage for Matthew Stafford. And that's why he's a smart cookie, because not only did he decide to go to the Super Bowl this year, but he decided to go when he has a home field advantage. So of course that's very, very smart of Mr. Stafford to do that. And that'll do it for this week, friends. I want to go ahead and thank. Oh, gosh darn it! No thanks again, because the humble people here that run this podcast just don't want to be thanked all the time. But that'll do it for this week, friends. And hope you join me next week.
Matt Stafford, the intellect of the week for what? Not sucking anymore, I guess.
Would dang! I banged my knee. Who's those people that are Detroit fans? Oh, wait, yeah, they're Detroit fans, right?
Bang and dang! I was going to mention that. I didn't think you actually knew who they were.
What is how's that cool little segue I did? What my uncle was a Detroit Lions fan, and
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, what,
like, no, was, I get like,
it. He... And he's dead now.
I was going to say, I thought maybe he just stopped liking the team.
When, who was it Bobby Lane that said, you're never going to win a championship because he got traded or something like that? There was a curse of Bobby Lane, I want to say.
Sure.
No, you're just saying that. You're a dick.
No, you're absolutely right.
Oh, okay. Of course I'm right. I mean, those are words like that, like you going to Popeyes. Ocho, you're absolutely right. They kind of go hand in hand. When that shit was legit, because like they really have sucked. What an inept franchise. And then Matt Millen was supposed to resurrect it. Look, I think they had the 1 year in 91. They went 12-4. They got blown out week one by Washington. I think it was week one, and it was like a 45-0. And they said, well, Barry Sanders didn't play. And then I think Sanders. He played in that Dallas game that Berline played, and that was 91 in the playoffs. Winner goes to Washington. Washington was stacked that year. Best defense in the league. They had the best offense. And I think they lost like 41-7, and Sanders did play, but he played very little because they were down by so much. That was the only year that they had like a true winner. Anyway,
yeah.
I don't know why, so there's that. 95, you had Scott Mitchell. They lose to Philly by like 59-22-ish something. And then they fell off the map. Matt Millen comes in. I'm going to change the franchise. He set that franchise back 20 freaking years. How do you have so many good draft picks and suck?
Kind of like this show.
You have no draft picks.
Thank you for listening to this edition of RTW Main Event. You can follow the show on Twitter at RTW Brand. Follow Red Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. And follow the Ocho
at VDR Ocho.
We appreciate all of your support. You've been listening to RTW Main Event. right here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.